Hi, good evening. This is the meeting of the WPFW Finance Committee on Monday, May 12th, 2025, 7:08 p.m. I'm Tom Chase, chair of the committee. And Eileen, if you'd go ahead and take the roll call, please.
Okay, Irene Adams. Is Irene here? No. Wanda Ganui. I don't know if I say her name right.
Now we.
Nawi. Is Wanda here? I don't think so. Kamau Harris.
I'm here.
Yes. Julie Hewitt. Not
I'm
here.
here.
Oh, you are here.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. And Tony Leon.
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, you? Minerva Sanders? Not here. Okay, we have three voting members here. And then we have Tom Chase, who's here, obviously.
Again,
Non-voting, other non, sorry?
Minerva.
I can't hear you.
Minerva was here. I
Oh,
think
she was?
she
Okay,
just
I don't
logged
see.
off. Maybe she's trying to come back in.
Yeah, we'll see if she turns up. Okay. Then I see, is Sabu here? No. Okay, I am a non-voting member who is here. Lou Wolf, I don't think is here. And Miyuki is here. That's
Present.
correct. Okay, great. Okay, I've got
Great.
everybody who's here. So
Great.
go ahead, Tom.
All right. I'm going to share my screen. Well, yeah. Let me share my screen. And I will.
Can you make it larger?
Maybe. Well, I'll just read the agenda and,
Okay.
So the agenda is to convene the meeting, call the roll, approve the agenda, which I'm going through. I'll make the financial report, for the month of April. I will report on, National Finance Committee meetings in, the month of April. That's not the one I sent. So. And then we'll have an update on other initiatives, which primarily is the big uncertain elephant in the room of the Pacifica bylaw changes and the role of the treasurer and other things. Not much news on that, but it's on the agenda. We could talk about it. And then other new business, if there's anything there, and then we'll adjourn. So that's the agenda. Is there any suggested changes or anyone ob object to the agenda? Go ahead.
I just want
Minerva,
to
there's no
mention
hands
for the
up.
record that Minerva has entered
Thank
and
you.
is with
Hi,
us.
Minerva. Go ahead. Minerva?
No, I'm just telling you she's here.
I know she has her hand up.
Oh, she does. I'm sorry. I couldn't
It's
see that.
okay.
So she knows.
Okay, it's down. Not hearing any objections to the agenda, we'll go forward. Thank you. Let me move stuff around here. Okay. So I went back to the sorry. For myself again, when I started out just a couple of months ago in this role, where are we compared to where we've been? So this information is the last 15 years of WPFW's performance as a division of Pacifica. And The FY11 to FY21 results are from the audited financial statements on the Pacifica website. And then the 22 to 24 are numbers from Pacifica National Office that we received. I forget when we got those, but they go through the end of September last year. And then the FY25 are numbers from the staff and from Pacifica, from WPFW, not from the National Office. And I'll talk more about the National Office when I get to the National Finance Committee. But for now, at least, we're just showing for this year, we're projecting to have a surplus in net revenue budget of 78,000, which is what we had budgeted, with the Pacifica National Office. So we're projecting to meet budget. Just to give you a sense of where most of the money is going, a little over half is staff salaries and expenses and benefits. And then 27% is administration, and then 15% is programming, and a small amount to development, and a smaller amount to community events. Okay, and then just looking at our cash flow, our sort of our checking account balance at the beginning and end of the periods, kind of showing. You know, the first part of the year, we did very strong with fundraising, from an October fundraiser through Giving Tuesday through the year end. And then, we had a strong February fundraiser, but, other months we were just on expenses. We've got another fundraiser planned in August. And so, again, we're looking at ending up the year about 80,000, ahead of where we started the year. And then the final tab that, committee members have that I guess I can show you this. There's nothing. Well. It gets into the breakdown of where we are by account, and I'd say, there's a couple of outstanding, and I think I have it mentioned over here. The projections on this budget are, have us, paying our full central services fee for the year and our healthcare expenses for the year. But minimal investments or capital type activities, even related to tower resiliency, and those sorts of things. So, I think the team is working hard to meet the revenue on this, particularly, as we go through the rest of the year where, we're working against a lot of expenses. Yep. Stop sharing there. Was I sharing? Can anyone hear me? Where are you? Stop sharing. There we go. Okay. Any questions about the report?
This is Kim.
Sure, Kim. Let me see if there's any committee folks
please.
First. Thanks. Tony and then Eileen. Tony, go ahead.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. First, I would like to ask if we could get this report a few days ahead of the meeting so that we can have time to review it and, and kind of digest it and formulate questions instead of, right the same day of the meeting, 'cause it's hard to read it and then try to come up, with some questions. Is that possible? Can we get that
Yeah,
committee?
absolutely. It's it's been in the development phase, so getting everything, making sure everything's right. Now it's just updating the most recent month, so that should not be a problem going forward. You bet.
All righty, thank you. So I'd like to start with line 15 and 16, the personnel costs.
Yeah.
So as I start in January and, I get to where we are. Let me see.
Yeah, I know where you're going. So
Yeah,
let me respond to that, Tony. I know where you're going. So
Okay.
what's going on there is we haven't up to this point been paying the health benefits part. And so what I put in there is that we'll pay so if we had started in May and done this, or April, 6 months. Forget April, May, June, July, August, September. Yeah. If we had done it in April, we would have done 20,000 a month through the rest of the year, because it's about 10,000 a month for health benefits. And we haven't paid anything up to this point. We didn't pay April. So what I've put in there now is we would pay 30 for May, 30 for June, and then 20 for July, August, September. But I'm still working that out with Miyuki, and I think she's working it out with the national office. But so that's what's going on with the healthcare. She's kind of holding back on paying the health benefits to the national office till we work out some other cash flow items. Yeah.
Okay,
That's
so that the actual monthly cost would be 10,000 more than what we're seeing here in the 40s, in the
Yeah,
40,000.
that's right. That's the actual. But if we were doing it on an accrual basis, that's what it would be. But we're doing it on a cash flow, and we haven't paid that 10,000 a month each month for the health benefits.
I see. Is it possible to get a breakdown of personnel costs, salaries and related expenses? Because I've noticed there have been some new voices at the station. Darnia Samuels is back. There's probably been some, I think some board operators, some I've heard mention of new board operators in there. And then we've always asked, myself and others about a breakdown of, of everybody's salary, month to month salary, because this is a public funded organization,
Yeah.
and
Yeah,
so.
let me just say that's sort of, I guess, outside of my I have seen it. I don't feel comfortable sharing that. I can tell you that those numbers reflect the aggregate of what the station is paying to the national office to pay the salaries for the local people. But I think to give more detail out to the public, that's beyond my pay grade.
Right. I
But
understand.
I would say that there has been shifting around, and Miyuki has been using contract board operators, not, so they're in the contract staff line for board operators under production. They're not on the sort of permanent staff. And Miyuki's been trying to manage that and expectations about hiring.
Yeah, I my understanding was that we were getting away from using contractors and going to hiring. I know some of that had to do with the amount of time that according to the contract, they had, if they were contractors for a certain amount of time,
That's
you had to
true.
make them employees.
That's true.
But
Miyuki could have to talk to that, but I know
yeah.
she's managing that and trying to do what's best, she would have to talk to how she's doing that. But it's a
Yeah.
combination, and yeah.
Yeah, so she has her hand up. Maybe she wants to speak on it.
Sure, go ahead, Miyuki.
Thanks, Tom. Hey, Tony. I can tell you the general salaries. I don't think I have to divulge what the individual salaries everyone is, but our monthly salary is about 19 to 21 thousand, depending on how many hours people do. Right now, it's about 19 to 21 thousand. Our healthcare, as Thomas
That's
indicated,
pay period, Miyuki.
thanks. Sorry, per pay period. Thank you, Tom. And Thomas told you our so that's actually $38 to $41,000 per month. So sorry for that. And in terms of healthcare, that's another additional 10,000, which I had not received a bill for, so I had not paid. Markeisha told me that she was going to start charging me. She hasn't yet, and Tom wanted to get ahead of it since we had enough money to start paying back on that. So that's why we're doing that, plan to do that this month. And we want to pay, as Tom said, $20,000 a month to make up the balance of the year. I just wanted to get the exact figure from Markeisha. In terms of board ops, we have two main board ops. A daily hire from the union to get a board op is $45 an hour, significantly more than what we pay our board ops. And so we have two board ops in training, two people who are able to step in if necessary, because we only had two board ops. In the past, Khalil was able to cover for both his shift as well as Mike's shift if Mike was sick, but it can't, he, Mike can't do the same thing for Kalia. So we had to make sure we had some board op backup. We train them under union salary and union rules. They are in standby. If they do over 44 incidents during the course of a year, then we have to consider making them full time, which neither one of them are interested in. But that's why I got two people so that we won't get up to that 44 and we can continue using them as emergency board ops. In terms of Darnia, she never left. She may not have been on as much. She never left. She was there. There's no new hire. I'm getting ready to post a job for some. We let go of Asia because we no longer do Monday morning QB. And because of that, we are going to get one new person that will be posted shortly, within the next 48 hours or so. And that's the only job, new job. There's a couple people who have volunteer jobs. You're looking at one of them. Tom has stepped up. He's going to be my bookkeeper, but he's a volunteer bookkeeper, and that only means he does the job, but he's not getting paid for it. And I also hired Robert Frazier, who's utilities manager. I mean, I'm sorry, facilities, not utilities. Facilities manager, Sirius XM, both the office and the studio. So he makes sure everything goes okay there. So is that clear, Tony? Does that answer all your questions?
What is Frenchie's position?
Frenchie is a chief engineer. He's a consultant. He is a he's the number two engineer.
I hear a lot of disagreement with my suggestion to be transparent with salaries, but I still say if our Congress and our government can be transparent, because they receive public funds, I don't see why, what the problem is with us. Also, the union people's salaries are transparent too, because they are all posted in the union book. So
Yeah,
everybody
I
knows what
appreciate that,
everybody
Tony.
is.
I just I'm not trying to avoid you, Tony. I just don't know what the rule is, and so I'm just not trying to I'm not trying to ignore you. I'm just trying to answer you. I'm just trying to answer you accurately as I can without knowing no information. I don't know whether I can tell you what the full salaries of people are. What you say makes sense. I just don't know what the rules are, and I don't want to adversely report on something that I'm not supposed to report on, the same hesitation that Tom had for not reporting what the specific salaries are. I don't know whether that is your, I don't know whether that's in the arena of me just giving you that information. I don't know why you need it, but I'd be happy to give it to you if I get the okay.
It's not for me, Miyuki. It's for the public. It's a gesture of goodwill.
I hear you, Tony, and I understand. Just let me get clearance on that before I do that. All right? This is the first time I've heard this request from me that you want specific salaries that I recall. So let me find out and I'll get back to you.
Who gives clearance for that?
Executive Director.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Any other questions from the committee on the report? Okay. Kim, go ahead. You still have a question?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that you can't talk about salaries publicly. I mean that's a personnel
okay,
issue.
Okay, Kim, do you have a question?
No.
Okay, thank you. We're going to move on. The next agenda item is to talk about a bit about the National Finance Committee. The last two meetings I've been to were primarily executive session, reviewing finances of other stations. So I can't really talk about the details. WPFW's finances will be reviewed in executive session by the Finance Committee meeting tomorrow evening, part of an ongoing process that they're doing, and where they're presenting the up to at least for us up to February, the end of the month of February's financials, which are consistent with ours. So that's reassuring. I don't have too much more to say about that. I mean, what basically all the Finance Committee is, from a finance perspective, what the National Office is working on is getting the 990s filed for 23 and, or I guess 22 and 23 and 24, and the audits for 22 and 23 and 24. And so, that's why they've been late with the current year results, although they're catching up one station at a time. And we'll be working on budgets in August for the coming year. And other than that, I'd say no big strategic efforts at the National Office and the Finance Committee beyond reviewing current station finances and planning for the year ahead. Any questions about the National Finance Committee? Miyuki, is your set a new hand?
It's a new hand, but it's not about the National Finance Committee. It's a follow-up to the earlier question. I can wait if you want to finish your train of thought on this.
No. Well, I finished my thought on that. So go ahead and.
Tony, so I got confirmation back from the executive director. She said, no, though we are not a public company, we are a nonprofit private company, and that is personal information. If you want to have the individual salaries, it'd have to be an NDA signature and a closed meeting. Is that okay?
No, but it is what it is.
Okay.
All right. Well,
I texted her and she responded pretty quickly, so I was trying to get the information to you rather than let it linger.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, Tony. Okay. Not sure why I can't talk, but is this the report from our live? No, Minerva, that report has been updated for the month of April. So it pretty much is the same format of what was there, which is all brand new from the previous reports. Are you still there? Yeah, you're still on. But the content has been updated for April through the end of April. And the projections have been adjusted. There's a couple outstanding items like Verizon, our closeout with Verizon from 1990 K Street is still potentially up to $20,000 expense. We mentioned healthcare earlier, and then there's also some music royalty potential license expenses on the order of 20,000, and those are kind of built in to the your projection in May. So May continues to kind of show a bump, and it's just where I'm building in those projected expenses. Any other questions, Minerva, now that you've heard that? Okay, you bet. So I'll be presenting that at the LSB on Wednesday as well. So if you have any questions before then, or if there's things that you think I should emphasize or anything else you'd like me to address then, if you're on the LSB, go ahead and reach out and let me know. And then I guess I've got on the agenda, the sort of future of the committee and the bylaw change. All I can say is the direction from the national office is that the bylaws are in effect. And I know that because on the National Finance Committee, I've been demoted from, being recognized as a treasurer and a voting member to, you're invited to participate for your expertise. And so I've been participating to be able to reflect back to to this committee and the LSB, what's going on there, and to share my expertise, as best I can. I think that the LSB, from what I understand, is kind of waiting for direction from the national office about these things, and that really hasn't come except by press release on the front of the Pacifica webpage, as I understand it. So we're kind of waiting to see. I'm going to continue to support Miyuki as best I can. And if you all think this is helpful, let Miyuki know and Kamau. And I think, continue to listen to the LSB for more guidance on that. Kamau, you've got your hand up. Why don't you go ahead?
Yeah, Tom, thanks for everything. Really nice reporting. I think the graphs add a dimension to the reporting that's helpful to let people kind of see really what's happening, without kind of reading through numbers. So I do appreciate the elevation you've brought to the reporting. My one question is, in terms of your foray into helping locally, will you try to build in any kind of like systems or internal controls or some kind of process and procedures book? I know this is long term, kind of looking forward, looking projecting out, but kind of building in those kind of processes and procedures so that, when you do eventually move on, you'll be able to hand something off potentially to the next person that comes in. Do you see that happening at all?
We'll see. I think there's a lot of moving parts that go on, and probably in the near term there'll be a transition from an interim general manager to a general manager, and that might be a great opportunity to nail those down. But if I can do it in between now and then, any progress I can make there, I'll be happy to give it a shot.
Awesome. Thanks.
Okay. Okay, Miyuki and then Tony.
I just wanted to add my thanks to all the great work you've done, Tom. You've helped me out tremendously, as you know better than anybody. And I really appreciate you taking over, making such a smooth transition from what Kamau did. And Kamau said it, and I said it to Kamau too. I appreciate the even further detail and stuff that you supply more than Kamau was able to do. And I really appreciate the extra added work that you've done.
You bet.
Thanks.
Okay, Tony.
Yeah, I also wanted to thank you for producing this statement of activity report, because this is what I was talking about in the last meeting. I wish it could be a little more granular, but you can only get what's provided to you. Does this include the outstandings anywhere? I was looking for it and I didn't see it.
What do you mean by outstandings?
Outstanding debts.
Oh, not like Pacifica's loans. Like the station doesn't have any debt as far as I know. We have like the payroll that we've talked about, and I do show that, as I mentioned earlier, intending to pay that by the end of the year. So things like that we know we intend to pay by the end of the year. And they're just those few things. There's a Verizon closeout from the old building. There's the health benefits, and there's some royalty license type stuff. So that's in there. But any other, there's no other expected outstanding expenses or debts for PFW.
Okay, because I
That's not anything to do with National Office or anything that might have to do. I did see looking at the old financial statements, there's some kind of like fund, reserve fund, maybe. I'm not sure what they call it, for each of the divisions that, tracks from year to year your net, your contribution to the fund. And we're running, in the negative on that, as you can see from that first graphic of, we've benefited from the National Office about a little over $2 million in the last 15 years.
Okay. Is there a report for the fundraiser that just occurred in Martin's Crosswind?
No, there isn't. I have not submitted that yet. I'll be presenting it during the LSB meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I think, yeah, most of the revenue and expenses are captured in April. So whatever, my just rough looking at it, Miyuki's working up the detailed numbers, but it was roughly even a little, hopefully a little on the plus side. And most of that's reflected in April just from the deposits and expenses, but there may be a little bit that didn't get captured. We'll get that right by the end of May. Miyuki, your hand is up. Is that an old hand?
It's up, but Kim was first.
Okay. Go ahead, Kim.
Are you going to be working on Great Plains?
So, the staff, at the National Office, works with Great Plains with our data. I don't know how to kind of say it any other way. But I haven't been involved with Great Plains, and they interact, and ask questions about it, but about our data, but they put it in or somehow it gets in there.
Okay, thanks.
You bet. But it does get in there because when we see the national, their compilation, right, that's coming out of Great Plains. So it's getting in there.
No, I know, but you're not directly going to be doing that as bookkeeper.
Not at this point.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So any new business that anyone wants to raise with me, Miyuki, go ahead.
What I was going to say earlier was, first, Kim, yes, we're submitting the information. They have an extra person hired. Marquis has got an extra person to work with us. Tom just accepted this position a week ago, and so we're just getting him up to speed. He already had knowledge of everything, but doing the bookkeeping stuff is still relatively new. But I don't think we'll be doing Great Plains, but he's submitting all the information he has. He's very thorough and detailed, not everything that he captures. And then what he was referring to earlier, Tony, I know before last year there was a lot of outstanding debt, and most of all that is gone, except for as what Tom described, the $25,000 we owe Verizon, that's still in negotiation, and the ASCAP money, which has not been paid because I hadn't received a bill about that, and we haven't paid in 3 years. It'll be third year, so we project it'll be about $20,000. And you know, we'll address them. We're addressing them, but we don't have the outstanding bills that we had last year. Last year, when I started, we owed Pepco over $20,000. We owed Verizon same. We had and then were bills that came up unexpectedly that I had no idea that we owed for people who came to repair the air conditioning and heat and things like that. They said they were going to take us to court within 30 days if I did not pay them back in August. And BMI, I did not realize we had that bill outstanding until we were 8 months in. So things like that, most of that is under control. We don't have a lot of things lingering. Tom is on top of everything, except for those bills that we are either negotiating or still haven't figured out exactly how much we're supposed to pay them. But we're aware of them, and we have the money put aside ready to take care of them when the time comes. So I just wanted to reassure you there's not a bunch of things that are just outstanding. If there are, there'll be some, there are things that we haven't received bills for yet.
Yeah, and since the last meeting, we're 100% up to date with our rent, with our studio.
Yep. And office.
And office, yep. Okay, any new business? If not, we'll, unless we hear otherwise, plan to meet again in a month, as normal. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate you, sir.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
You
Good night, everybody. Thanks. Everybody.